Greetings, this is Carl, and you're listening to Behavior Up Radio. Remember, Behavior Up Radio is a podcast about aligning our use of capital with what's important to us. And we have these four sources of capital: time, money, energy, and attention. So we're trying to align those sources of capital, how we use those sources of capital, with what's important to us. And both sides of that equation, I think of it as a Venn diagram, of course. Use of capital in one circle, what's important to us in the other circle. We want there to be as much overlap as possible. Both of those circles require lots and lots of work. Like, turns out that figuring out what's important to you takes a long time, and it probably never ends. And then aligning your use of capital, living an aligned life, is hard. And one area where that really happens a lot is time. And yesterday I talked about the asymmetry of yes, and I wanted to share an example today, and maybe another one tomorrow, actually, because they're so cool. And this one was from an academic, and I've asked for permission to share this, but I still think it's reasonable not to use her full name, but we'll call her Kate. I invited Kate to be a guest on the Society of Advice. We do a monthly workshop over there, and we often have guests. And I asked Kate to be a guest, and she declined. And it was the first time anyone had declined in over 3 years, 36 months of requests. It's the first time anybody declined. So it hurt a bit, but I was also really intrigued. So I replied and said, you know, Kate, it was like the email's like, Kate, !! You're the first person ever to decline. I'm proud of you. I'm not sure I used that word, but I just said, like, I'm so impressed. Can you tell me about it? And she replied and said that she works very hard. She declined by saying, I'm spending most of my time focused on this big, I've got my head down in this really big initiative that I'm a part of. I'm really focused on it, which is really interesting, right? That's how she had declined. And I said, tell me more about this decline. And she told me something really interesting. She said, look, I have to be really careful because I really want to focus on this thing that's really important to me. But this is the really interesting thing. She keeps a folder in her email system, whatever she uses. So let's pretend she uses Gmail. She keeps a folder. It's called Declined Invitations. And she puts these emails in it. When she declines, she puts the decline email in the folder. And every once in a while, she goes back and looks at it to remind herself of how committed she is to this other thing. So by saying no to me, which again, I'm like so impressed, by saying no to me, and by the way, this introduction happened because somebody else who she really respects and likes told her how much fun it was. So it wasn't like this was a bad opportunity, you know, but she still said no because she had this bigger yes. And she reminds herself of this bigger yes by looking at this declined invitation folder. I thought that was so cool to set up a system to remind yourself why you're saying no so that you can continue to feel the energy of this much bigger yes. So we'll call that the declined invitation folder. Thought it was really, really beautiful. I think I'm going to share one more story with you tomorrow about these no and yes stories. So look forward to that, my friends. Cheers.